The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you articles of interest from Money.com. Our article today is a lengthy one, but I think certainly worth the time. The article is titled, Best Debt Consolidation Loans of December 2025. This article by Martha White. Credit card rates have been climbing in recent years, making it more expensive to service outstanding balances. Managing multiple debts with varying interest rates, payment amounts, and due dates can be stressful and increases the risk of missing a payment. Consolidating debt, which involves replacing several debts with a single new loan, could be the answer for some borrowers juggling several accounts. Debt consolidation loans aren't for everyone, but they offer an alternative for people who want to simplify their debt repayment process. Well, what to know about debt consolidation loans? At its most basic, a debt consolidation loan is an unsecured personal loan. If you qualify for a favorable interest rate, make your loan payments on time, and don't accrue any more bad debt in the process, debt consolidation loans can be an effective way to pay off high interest debt. The best debt consolidation loans offer pre-qualification, online approval, flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and don't have fees or repayment penalties. This type of loan is often used to consolidate expensive credit card debt for a lower rate. Debt consolidation loans have fixed rates, unlike variable credit card APRs, which makes budgeting easier. In addition to the interest you pay on the loan, some lenders charge origination fees, which are deducted from your loan proceeds. How we chose our top picks. Our editors and writers evaluate debt consolidation loans independently, ensuring our content is precise and guided by editorial integrity. To make our list, we reviewed more than 30 lenders and considered dozens of data points, including interest rates and fees, terms, flexibility, and customer satisfaction. Well, here is the top picks for the best debt consolidation loans of December 2025. The companies listed are organized alphabetically. Discover, best for low APRs. Lightstream, best for large loans. PenFed, that's PENFED, best for small loans. SoFi, that's SOFI, best overall. And Universal Credit, that's the best loan for those with bad credit. Best for low APRs, again, is Discover. Why we chose it? Discover's low interest rates, especially its highly competitive minimum APR of 7.99% for the most qualified borrowers, make it our top choice for best debt consolidation loans for people looking for the lowest rate. Upon approval, Discover will pay your credit card issuers within one business day. Discover also doesn't charge any origination or prepayment fees, and it recently changed its policies to eliminate late fees as well. Discover does require applicants to have an individual or household income of at least $25,000 to be eligible for a personal loan. They also evaluate other factors such as your credit history and debt-to-income ratio. Discover, which was acquired by lender Capital One earlier this year, prohibits debt consolidation loan borrowers from using loan proceeds to directly pay any Capital One accounts, a typical condition upon most lenders. Note that this restriction includes any Discover or Capital One credit card balances. Aside from its debt consolidation loans, Discover offers balance transfer credit cards as another option for borrowers seeking to consolidate and pay off their debts. Discover also gets high marks for customer satisfaction, coming in third in the 2025 J.D. Power Consumer Lending Satisfaction Study. And the best for large loans, LightStream. Why we chose it? LightStream, a brand of Truist Bank, is our top choice for large loans. Although it isn't the only lender we evaluated that offers loan amounts as high as $100,000, LightStream's APR range is broadly competitive. It offers borrowers a 0.50% discount if they set up auto pay, although note that this discount is only available prior to loan funding. LightStream requires good to excellent credit, although the company says more than 1 in 4 approved applicants do qualify for the lowest available rate. Similar to most other lenders, loan conditions borrowers are not allowed to use loan funds to pay off another LightStream loan. LightStream's Rate Beat program offers an additional 0.1 percentage point off the rate you are approved for by another lender or an unsecured loan as long as you meet certain conditions, including that the loan offer terms and timing are the same. And the best loan for small loans? PenFed. Why we chose it? With its 600 minimum loan amount, reputation for high customer satisfaction, and low interest rates, PenFed is our top pick for the best small debt consolidation loan. Among the direct lenders we evaluated, PenFed had the lowest minimum loan amount. It also has low interest rates and no origination fees. If your credit isn't great, PenFed allows co-borrowers. However, since PenFed is a members-owned federal credit union, you'll have to become a member. A credit union spokesperson says this process can be completed at the time you get the loan. In addition to its broadly competitive APRs, you can also earn a 0.25 percentage point discount if you apply online and set up auto pay for your loan, the spokesperson says. And the best overall lender? SoFi. That's S-O-F-I. Why we chose it? We named SoFi's personal loan as the best overall debt consolidation loan because it has a wide range of terms, doesn't charge high mandatory fees, and offers decent APRs for borrowers with excellent credit. The company also offers multiple ways to get discounts on rates, although some are easier to get than others. You can get a 0.25% rate discount if you enroll in auto pay. You can get a second 0.25% rate discount, although to do so, you have to open up a SoFi bank account and set up direct deposit of at least $1,000 a month, which might be too much of a hassle for some borrowers. SoFi doesn't charge a mandatory origination fee. but a company spokesperson says borrowers have the option of paying origination fees of up to 7% to lower their APRs. Think of how mortgage borrowers buy points to get a lower rate. Would-be borrowers have the option of applying with a co-applicant, provided that the co-applicant lives at the same address as the primary borrower. If co-applicants qualify for a loan together, they are jointly responsible for paying it back. SoFi notes that the review process for a loan application that includes a co-applicant may take an additional 1 to 2 weeks. SoFi also was ranked higher than the category average in the 2025 J.D. Power Consumer Lending Satisfaction Study. And the best lender for bad credit? Universal Credit. Why we chose it? While people with excellent credit have their pick of lenders, there aren't as many options out there for bad credit debt consolidation loans. Like others in this category, Universal Credit offers better rates to borrowers who set up auto pay and agree to have a portion of their existing debt paid off directly. Although, like the rest of our picks, there's no prepayment penalty, you will have to pay origination fees ranging from 5.25% to 9.99%, which is on the steep side. If you have a slightly better borrower profile, you might consider looking into Upgrade, Universal Credit's corporate parent, which offers loans with a lower APR minimum and lower origination fees. A company spokesperson says Upgrade also accepts scores as low as 560, but the underwriting qualifications are stricter. Other debt consolidation loan companies we also considered. Achieve. Achieve says borrowers with credit scores as low as 620 can be approved for its debt consolidation loans. Its APR range of 8.99% to 29.99% is decent, but be aware. The company says to qualify for an 8.99% APR, a borrower needs excellent credit. In addition, they must be seeking a loan amount of less than $12,000 and a term of 24 months, the shortest term Achieve offers for its debt consolidation loans. Achieve does give borrowers a few options to become eligible for better terms, such as applying with a co-borrower with sufficient income. Loan amounts of $35,000 and higher require a minimum credit score of 660. Achieve also charges an origination fee of 1.99% to 8.99%. Exus Bank. Exus Bank's minimum 11.79% APR isn't great, but its maximum 20.84% APR is better than most of its competitors, and borrowers with credit scores as low as 730 might be eligible. While that's higher than what many fintechs and specialty lenders require, it's better than the excellent credit required by some traditional banks. Exus does charge up to a 2% origination fee. And Best Egg. Best Egg is a fintech company that offers personal loans ranging from $2,000 to $50,000. With terms from 3 to 5 years. Its online application platform is relatively transparent and simple to navigate, and its minimum APR of 6.99% is competitive, but its top APR of 35.99% is very high. Best Egg also charges an origination fee of 0.99% to 9.99%, And there's a minimum origination fee of 4.99% for loan terms of 4 or more years. In addition, Best Egg loans aren't available in Iowa, Vermont, West Virginia, or Washington, D.C. What you need to know about debt consolidation loans. Debt consolidation is a debt management strategy that calls for combining multiple types of debt into a single loan or line of credit. Consolidating debt can potentially reduce your overall interest charges and help you pay off debts more efficiently, as it means borrowers only have a single monthly payment. How do debt consolidation loans work? Debt consolidation loans combine other forms of debt into a lower interest installment loan with more favorable terms. Your credit score and debt to income, known as a DTI ratio, will determine the rate you're offered. A debt consolidation loan might be a good option if the rate is lower than your current debt, so long as you factor in any fees the loan provider may charge as well. They're most commonly used to consolidate credit card debt, as this typically has high interest rates and variable rates. Is a debt consolidation loan right for you? Debt consolidation loans are a great option if you get rates and terms that are more favorable than your current debt structure. This will usually require a better-than-average credit score and a solid history of on-time payments, meaning people carrying a large, high-interest debt load may not meet the minimum credit score requirements. If that's the case with you, you can try to build your credit before pursuing consolidation or consider other options to pay off debt. Alternatives to debt consolidation loans. Although debt consolidation loans are effective and can have a positive impact on your financial health, they aren't the only way to get out of debt. If you're a homeowner, you can see if using your house as collateral helps you snag a better rate with a home equity loan or home equity line of credit. For borrowers with excellent credit and smaller debt loads than they can pay off relatively quickly, a balance transfer credit card where you get a rate of 0% interest rate during a temporary promotional period can be the most effective way to consolidate debt. Borrowers who can't get approved for new credit have options too. Working with a nonprofit credit counseling agency to enroll in a debt management plan is a smart one. With these plans, the agency negotiates a lower interest rate with your creditors, and you make one monthly payment to your debt counselor, who then splits the money between your creditors. Finally, if you're already behind on your payments, you may want to explore more serious interventions like debt settlement or bankruptcy. How to get a debt consolidation loan? Number one, check your credit by requesting your reports from one of the three credit bureaus. This can help you get a better idea of the interest rate you might get before risking a hard pull on your credit. If your score is right on the edge of a lender's eligibility, getting a second score from a different bureau might be helpful. Number two, add up your debt and figure out the weighted interest rate you're currently paying on your credit cards and other outstanding debt. This will help you determine the interest rate you'd need from a debt consolidation lender in order for the loan to be worthwhile. Keep in mind that consolidation doesn't have to be all or nothing. You can consolidate all your credit cards, for example, but leave an existing personal loan on its own if it has a competitive interest rate. Take some time to research. This is number three. Take some time to research and compare lenders, interest rates, loan terms, and fees. Number four, use a debt-to-income ratio calculator to get an idea of how much you can put towards your debt every month. Lending institutions have different debt-to-income ratio requirements, but as a rule of thumb, you never want your monthly debt payments to equal more than 50% of your income. And many lenders set the threshold lower than that, with 43% another common threshold. Figuring out how much money you can spend servicing your debts every month is a good starting point to figure out what kind of repayment terms you should seek for a debt consolidation loan. Number five, choose a lender offering a lower interest rate than what you currently have. Remember, if you chose a lower monthly payment, that means it will take longer to pay off your loan, which means paying more in interest over the life of the loan. Number six, if the pre-approved offers involve a higher interest rate than what you're currently paying, consider whether you have a friend or family member with a higher credit score who's willing to act as a cosigner. Number seven, apply for the loan and make sure to read the offer's fine print before accepting it. Number eight, obtain the loan funds and pay your debts, or if the lender has a direct payment option, have your lender pay your creditors on your behalf. How to get a debt consolidation loan with bad credit. Some lenders work with customers with poor credit. However, most lenders will require at least a 620 FICO score, i.e. a fair score. Bear in mind that lenders will invariably charge borrowers with little to no credit history their highest annual percentage rates. If you have bad or fair credit, here are three tips to help you get a debt consolidation loan. Get a secured debt consolidation loan. You can use collateral, such as your car or your home, to guarantee the payment of a secured debt consolidation loan. This type of loan may be easier to get approved for if you have bad credit. Add a cosigner. If you have a friend or family member with good credit, they may be willing to cosign on your debt consolidation loan. Adding a cosigner may also get you a lower interest rate. What to look for when choosing a debt consolidation loan? Picking the right debt consolidation loan will depend on your financial goals and how much of a monthly payment you can afford. When choosing a debt consolidation loan, consider the following. Interest rates. APRs typically range from 6.99% to 35.99%. Your interest rate will depend on your credit score, your FICO score, current income, and debt-to-income ratio, among other factors. Aim to find an APR lower than your current interest rates. For example, if you have a 15% average APR on your credit card debt, only consider lenders that offer APRs below that to consolidate your debt. And fees. Lender fees may include origination, late payment, and prepayment penalties. Origination fees usually range from 0% to 10% of the loan amount. Late payment fees can be as high as $45, although some lenders charge as little as $10 or $15. Prepayment penalties are not very common with personal loans, but you still should check for them. They can be a fixed fee, a percentage of the loan balance, or the interest amount the lender loses by the early payment. And compare lender fees. Not all lenders charge all fees, and some don't charge any fees at all. Loan terms and repayment options. Most repayment options range from 1 to 7 years. Many lenders offer the option of paying creditors directly on your behalf. At some lenders, electing to do this may make you eligible for more favorable loan terms. And different repayment options include via mobile app, website, over the phone and setting up direct deposit. Some lenders will give you an APR discount for setting up auto payment. And the latest debt consolidation loan news. Historically, Americans load up on debt towards the end of the year. Holiday-related spending drives outstanding credit card balances higher, and this year looks to be no exception. The National Retail Federation found that holiday spending could top $1 trillion for the first time ever this year. And it's a safe bet that a good portion of that will wind up on credit cards. More alarming, a recent survey found that 36% of Americans are still paying off debt from last year's holidays. Despite a pair of rate cuts from the Federal Reserve and an additional cut expected in December, credit card interest rates remain within about a half percentage point of record highs. This suggests that the increase in borrowers seeking relief from typical credit card rates of nearly 23% will continue to drive demand for fixed-rate debt consolidation installment loans. The most indebted borrowers may continue to struggle, though recent data shows that interest rates on five-year loans, which borrowers may choose in order to keep their monthly payments manageable, have been creeping up to nearly 20%. And how we chose the best debt consolidation loans. To select the best debt consolidation loans, we reviewed the products of more than 30 lenders, prioritizing overall cost, special offers, and customer satisfaction. Specifically, we took into consideration the following: interest rates, flexible loan terms, streamlined application process, and fast funding, customer satisfaction, and few or no fees. And again, the summary of our top picks for debt consolidation loans of December 2025. Discover, best for low APRs. LightStream, best for large loans. PenFed, best for small loans. SoFi, best overall. And Universal Credit, best for bad credit. We've run out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us again next time. I'm Larry Wilson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.